我们今天晚上开始来看历代志。
This evening we'll look into First Chronicles.
在神儿女们的经历的里面，读经最怕读到历代志。
In the experience of the children of God, as we read the Bible, this would be an experience that we dread.
因为一翻开历代志，一开头，接连几章的经文都是在那里讲。
Because when we read the First Chronicles at the very beginning, even for very many chapters, it all gives us many genealogies.
那所提到家谱里边的人，有些是我们很熟悉的，我们就觉得我都知道了。
There are some individuals in these genealogies we are familiar with, so we might feel I already know it.
但绝大部分是我们不认识的。
But there is quite a few that we do not know.
你说这个跟我们没关系。
Then we will say this has nothing to do with us.
因此我们读历代志的时候总是有困扰在那里。
Therefore, when we read the book of First Chronicles, we feel it is very difficult.
尤其是历代志跟列王记啊，里边所记载的事实基本上是相同的。
Especially when we see Kings and Chronicles, the recording itself, many are very familiar, similar.
你说为什么神在做这样重复的记载呢?
We may say, why does God do this repetitive work?
我们实在不能很清楚知道神的心意是如何。
In fact, we cannot clearly understand absolutely what God's heart desire is.
但是当我们细细的来读历代志的时候,
But when we do read Chronicles in detail,
我们很容易就发觉历代志跟列王记历史的事实基本上是相同。
We do take note that the historical facts recorded in Kings and Chronicles basically are the same.
但是神启示的重点不一样。
But the focus of God's revelation is different.
那这个不一样就是值得我们去注意的。
And this difference is what we need to pay attention to.
如果从字句上面我们来看呢?
If we look at the letter of the word,
列王记是以色列国为主。
Chronicles is focused.
对不起，列王记的是以色列国为主。
The book of the Kings is focused on the nation of Israel.
犹大国是陪衬的。
It is a complement for the nation of Judah.
但是读历代志的时候，这个重点刚好翻过来。
Yet when we read the Chronicles, this focus is contrary, it is opposite.
那大体上来说是以犹大国为主，而以色列是附带在那里表达的。
In general, the focus is on the main character is the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel is only a complement.
那为什么神有这样的一个不同的记录呢?
Now, why is it that God would have such a different recording?
我们不敢说很准确。
We dare not say very accurately.
因为神没有亲自告诉我们他为什么这样。
Because God did not personally tell us why he did this in this way.
但是在我们读下来的时候，我们在反应上觉得。
But as we read on, in our response, we would feel.
列王记是记录了神的百姓那一个偏离神的历史为主。
The book of the Kings is mainly focused on the historical recording of the fact that the nation of Israel departed away from God.
说出了人在神面前是如何的常常偏离神的管理。
It speaks of the fact how the people of God often would go astray from the sovereignty, the government of the Lord.
那在历代志上边呢?
In the book of Chronicles,
虽然那个偏离的历史还是一样,
even though the historical recording of their stray is still the same.
但是在历代志的里头，他的那个重点就不放在百姓的偏离。
Yet the focus is not on the straying of the people.
而摆在神如何在他百姓中间来做成 神所要做的工。
It is focused on the fact how God will accomplish the work he desires to do amongst his people.
所以我们常常看到这个很明显的事情。
Therefore, very evidently, we see these matters.
在列王记里边记载的是个历史，我们不知道那个原因是什么的。
Many of times, the historical recording in the book of the Kings, we do not know the reason.
列王记本身也不说明为什么会是这样的。
Even the books of the kings itself does not tell us the reason.
但是在历代志的里面，他就把那个属灵的原因指出来了。
But in the book of the chronicles, it gives us the spiritual reason.
那因此我们在读这两卷书的时候，
Therefore, when we read these two books,
你在列王记里头发觉了一些个问题。
There are some problems or issues we discover in the book of the Kings. We cannot understand why.
所以在那里没有说明。
God also does not tell us why there.
但是你总是觉得为什么会有这样的事情。
But nevertheless, we will always feel, why does this happen?
当然我们也不能自己想一个理由出来来加进去。
Of course, we cannot just imagine a reason and put it in there.
你就算找到一个很合宜的理由，也不一定就是当时的事实。
Even if we find a very appropriate reason, we cannot say that is the reason at that time.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
你逃到历代志的时候，
When we come into Chronicles,
神就在那里告诉你说为什么是这样。
There, God tells us why that happened.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果从这两本书上面来比较啊，
If we compare with these two books,
啊，我们看到列王记是记录下了眼见的历史。
In the book of the Kings, it shows us the physical history.
历代志呢，是突出呢属灵的原因在历史里边所发生的那个作用。
In the books of the Chronicles, it makes outstanding the spiritual reason of the historical fact.
以后我们读到那些事情，我只给弟兄姊妹们看。
Later on, when we read upon those matters, I will point it out to brothers and sisters.
那因此弟兄姊妹你留意到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, take note.
在历代志的里头有三个重点。
In the book of the Chronicles, there are three points.
一个是王。
One is the king.
一个是国。
One is the nation.
一个是殿。
One is the temple.
尤其是很重的放在那个殿。
Especially is very heavy upon the point of the temple.
因为这三样事情也就是神在他的救赎的计划里面所表明的三个很重要的成分。
And these three items, these three points are also very important items in God's manifestation of his will.
在历代志里头你很容易你看到一件事。
In the Chronicles, very easily you see one thing.
犹大人与殿的关系是怎样。
What is the relationship of the people of Judah with the temple?
就决定了犹大当时属灵的光景是怎样。
That will determine how their spiritual condition is with God during that time.
你几乎可以这样很清楚地看到。
You can almost pretty clearly say and see it in this way.
犹大如果在神面前蒙纪念。
If Judah's remember before the presence of God.
因为他们和殿的关系好。
It is because they have a good relationship with the temple.
犹大在神面前受责备和受惩治。
When Judah is discipline or they're rebuked before God.
是因为他们与殿的关系不好。
It is because their relationship with the temple is not good.
这一点在历代志里边是蛮清楚的。
This is a very clear point in the Chronicles.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当然在旧约上面来说。
Of course, in the Old Covenant.
一般的了解，你总是觉得律法比刚才所提的君王、祭司，或者说包括立位人和殿，更高一层。
Of course, in general, we would feel the law is even a level higher than what we just mentioned about the king, the priest, the Levites, or the temple.
但是在历代志里面，你看到他并不太着重在律法。
But in the books of the Chronicles, we do not see a very much focus on the law.
但事实上是非常的注意律法。
But in fact, it does focus very much on the law.
但是这个注意就是透过这三类的人来表达人偏离了 神的律法。
But the focus of the law is manifested through these three types of people, the king, the priest, and the temple, how they have departed away from the law of God.
或者是人归回了到律法。
Or perhaps that man have returned unto the law.
那我大概的把历代志和列王记的他们中间的差异就是这样轻微的点啊一下。
That will be how I will lightly point out the similarities and differences between these books of the Kings and the Chronicles.
那然后我们开始看历代志的本文。
Now we'll go into the text of Chronicles itself.
在历代志上的第一章开始。
From the first chapter of First Chronicles.
一直到第九章吧。
Until chapter 9.
那就是几乎都是家谱。
Pretty much, they are all genealogies.
从第十章开始
starting from chapter 10,
才开始说到历史
then it will begin to give us history.
而那个历史呢，是从大卫做王开始
that history begins when David was king.
所以第十章以后，我们才碰到历史的事情。
Therefore, it is only starting from chapter 10 onward we'll come into historical events.
从第一章到第九章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 9.
你看到全是家谱。
You'll see they are all genealogies.
说如果主不怜悯我们，主的灵不把我们的心窍打开。
Therefore, if the Lord does not have mercy upon us, He does not open up our spiritual heart.
那么这九章就把我们弄得昏头昏脑了。
Then these nine chapters will make us so confused.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当他的灵把我们那个窍点开的时候。
When His Spirit quickens our channel, our heart.
我们就看到。这是家谱记录下来的那个目的在哪里
？We will be able to see what is the purpose of the recording of these genealogies.
上礼拜我去西雅图。
Last week I was up in Seattle.
西雅图那边在基督学房里头有好几个学员。
There are quite a few students enrolled in the Academy of Christ in Seattle.
他们今年第三年的那些就开始读教会历史。
The third year, many of them are looking into church history.
哎呀，他就来问我了。
So they come to ask me.
他说教会历史也把我们搞得昏头昏脑的。
They said this church history also very much confused us.
我们记中国人的名字，有的时候也记得很辛苦。
Perhaps at times, even when we remember the Chinese names, it's quite difficult enough.
教会历史更是名字把我们真的弄得不晓得该怎么了。
The names in the church history is so confusing to us.
没办法记。
There's no way we can remember them.
他说怎么办？
They say, what do we do?
我跟他们说
I said to them,
你读教会历史不要记那些一般的人名你都不要记
I share with them that when you read church history the names in general don't try to memorize them
你要紧是了解那个事实
What is important is understand the facts
对于那些你熟悉的名字呢那些你倒要留意一点
To the names you're more familiar with then pay more attention to them
你平常对他很陌生的那些很陌生的那些名字你就读过了留个印象就随它过去了
To the names that is unfamiliar if you have read it try to keep an impression of it and just go on
我想我们读历代志也差不多是这样
I think when we read Chronicles it's about the same
一大堆的名字在哪里
There's a whole bunch of names there
你记把它记住也没有什么意思
You try to remember the names yeah there are not much meaning in that
你不把它记住好像你也没有什么损失
If you do not remember the names it does not seem you lost anything
但是神一连就摆了九章的名字在那里
But that's what God did He placed nine chapters of names there for us
你说为什么神做一件这样的事
You might question why would God do such a thing
感谢主
Thank the Lord
主这样做是有意思的
When the Lord does this, He has His meaning.
我们稍微注意一下，就很容易注意的出来了。
When we pay somewhat of attention, we would find this out.
我们先来留意。
Let us first take note.
历代志是怎么开始
？How does the First Chronicles begin?
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
亚当生塞特，塞特生以挪士。
Adam, Seth, Enosh.
我们感谢主啊
We thank the Lord.
你说我们读创世纪的时候已经知道这个事实了。
You say when we read the book of Genesis, we know this fact already.
这里不提我们也不觉得有意外。
Even if it does not mention here, we don't find it surprising.
但是他这里说是叫历代志。
But here it says First Chronicles.
什么叫做历代志
What does it mean? It is the chronicles or a recording of the genealogies.
那在历代志这个字上本身上面来说啊,
so when we look at this word itself, the chronicles or genealogies, we use very simple terms to express this. It is like a daily journal, it's a daily diary.
既然是日记,
if it is a daily journal,
那当然就是很多零零碎零碎的事,
therefore there are many minor details.
但是我们要问的,
but what we must ask, whose diary is this?
你说大卫的日记,
you say it's the diary of David.
那大卫一开头还没出生,
now, of course, David was not even existence at the very beginning.
他也没有那么长久的年日,
David also does not have such long days to record all these events.
但是历代志就叫日记,
but this is the first chronicle. It's like a daily journal. Whose diary is this belong to?
神的做工作日记,
it is the daily journal, daily recording of the working of God.
那当我们了解这个点的时候,
now, when we know this, that point,
那你读历代志的时候, 你就有另外的一个体会了,
then when we read the Chronicles, we have a different understanding.
你说是神做工的日记,
you say this is the daily recording of the working of God. Now, why would God record this?
那这一个当时对他来说, 是有什么意义呢?
This recording, what meaning does it have with God?
那这就把我们这个窍有一点点到了,
then this will somewhat touch our channel so it could be open.
那现在一开始就说,
at the very beginning here it says,
亚当生塞特,
Adam, Seth,
塞特生以挪士,
and Enosh.
然后第二节介绍着以挪士生该男,
verse 2, Canaan.
这个明明就是 创世纪的第四章第五章的那个家谱嘛,
you say this is the very much the genealogy in Genesis chapter 5.
那在这里再提那个家谱干什么呢?
Why is it meaning mentioning that genealogy again here?
那弟兄姊妹们我们现在要来注意,
now brothers and sisters, let us first take note.
首先历代志就告诉我们,
first Chronicles tells us,
你不能 单单把它看作以色列国或是犹大国的历史的记录,
first, you cannot only view it as the historical recording of the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel.
因为它的起头不是扫罗也不是犹大也不是大卫,
because the very beginning of these recordings is not Saul or David.
所以你不能把它看成是
therefore, we cannot only view it as the history of Judah or Israel. Even though a main portion of its recording is focused on Judah or Israel, but you cannot view it as only their history.
你要看到, 这是神工作的日记,
you must be able to see this is a daily recording of the working of God.
神工作的里面有一个主角,
in the working of God, there is a main character.
那是犹大,
that is Judah.
你只能这样看,
you can only see it in that way.
你不能把它只是限,就是局限在那个犹大,
you cannot only though limit it in Judah.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
所以一开始的时候,
therefore, when it begins, it begins with Adam.
这是给我们看到,
this shows us,
这里头的历史就不是只是一个民族或者一个国家的历史,
the recording here, the history is not only about a nation or a tribe,
而是关乎神那永远旨意的历史,
but it is a recording, a history of the eternal will of God,
关乎神那个救赎计划的历史,
or it is a recording of the history of the salvation plan of God.
因为这个历史的起头是在亚当,
because the beginning of this recording is Adam.
虽然没有记载亚当的本身所发生的事,
even though it does not record the events of Adam himself, but it speaks of the fact that this recording begins with the days of Adam. We thank our Lord, because it begins with Adam, therefore we take note of one thing,
就是神的心意在地上的 那一个执行的过程。
That is the execution plan of God, how it is in process on earth.
那神有一个心意要执行。
God has a heart, a will that he wants to execute.
这个执行是在亚当身上就开始。
This execution begins upon Adam.
但是这个执行并不是一帆风顺。
But this execution is not smooth sailing.
他是经过许多的挫折。
This execution will go through many trials and difficulties.
不管是什么样的挫折。
Yet regardless of how difficult it is.
神都把那个挫折带回他起初的那个安排。
God always brings the difficulties back to his original arrangement.
那开头你是看见是亚当。
At the beginning we see Adam.
末了呢？
At the end.
末了你是看到。
At the end we see.
被掳的犹大。因着古列王的命令回到加犹大地。
The nation of Judah, because of the decree of Cyrus the king, was able to return to the land of Canaan.
那你看列王记的时候呢？
When you see Kings,
那个结尾不是就不是回来。
That the end of the recording of Kings is not to return.
在列王记的里头呢？
In the book of Kings,
那个结尾是犹大被掳出去。
The ending is that Judah was in captivity.
但是在这个里面呢,
But in Chronicles,
那个被掳的犹大是给带回来。
Judah in captivity has brought to return.
那虽然历史继续在往前发展,
Even though history continues to move forward.
但是这个带回来就说明了一件事情。
But the fact that it ends with the return from captivity tells us,
神那个救赎的工作又回到正轨上。
The redemption plan of God again is back on the right track.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord. 历
代志虽然是很沉闷。
The books of the Chronicles is very dull.
当然是限于开头那几章。
Of course, that's limited to the first few chapters.
但在沉闷的里头。
Even though in the dullness.
你看到神的手在那里。
We're able to see God's hand there.
然后我们来注意了。
And then we can take note.
从第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
亚当生塞特，塞特生以挪士，以挪士生该南，该南生马勒列，马勒列生雅列，雅列生以诺，以诺生马土沙拉，马土沙拉生拉麦，拉麦生挪亚，挪亚生闪寒亚伯。
Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这是一个段小段落。
This is a passage in itself.
就是从亚当到闪寒雅弗。
That is, it goes from Adam to Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
然后你就看到从第五节开始。
And then from verse 5.
那就是闪寒雅弗的后代。
The sons of Japheth.
Ham
and Shem, in other words,
那是挪亚的后代。
That is the descendants of Noah.
弟兄姊妹，在这里很隐约告诉我们一件事。
Brothers and sisters, very hiddenly, this tells us.
亚当的后裔,
the descendants of Adam,
现在用挪亚的后裔来接上代替他在神的工作里头的那一个地位。
Now uses the descendants of Noah to take the place, the position of the descendants of Adam in God's plan of how God works.
不错，闪、寒、雅弗，他们都是亚当的后代。
Yes, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they are all descendants of Adam.
但是，并不等于亚当所有的后代。
But that does not equal all of the descendants of Adam.
他只是挪亚的后代。
They are only the descendants of Noah.
我们常常说我们是亚当的后代。
Many times we say we are Adam's descendants.
这个话对的。
Those words are correct.
但是你严格看起来。
But if you look at it very strictly.
我们都是挪亚的后代。
We are all descendants of Noah.
我们不是挪亚以外的亚当的子孙的后代。
We are not the descendants of the other children of Adam.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里有什么值得我们去注意的呢？
What is worthy of our attention in this point?
如果主给我们灵里面那个感觉是敏锐的。
if the Lord gives us a very alert spirit within, you're able to see what position the descendants of Noah stand. It is on the position of being resurrected. We're able to say and see that the work of Noah gives us a new beginning in the work of God. But this new beginning never changes the original purpose of God. If we're familiar with Genesis, you can see when God makes the covenant with Noah, the entire detail, the contents are exactly the same as the detail, the covenant with Adam. We won't go into the history during that time. If we come to Chronicles itself, we will see one thing.
什么事情呢?
What is that?
那是挪亚, 带进一个新的起头来接上神的工作。
That is, Noah brings in a new beginning to replace, to follow on to Adam in the work of God.
那因着这样的一个接上啊,
because of this replacement, this taking and follow on,
就让我们看到神做工的记录的一些个踪迹啊,
we're able to see then some traces, some hints of the working, the recording of God. Or to say it more clearly,
那是蒙神纪念的人呢,他们在神面前所走过的踪迹啊,
that is the recording of the hints and the traces of those who are remembered by God and what their experience is.
因为提到这一点的时候,
because when we mention about this point,
弟兄姊妹就留意到了,
you will take note then.
整个, 这九章的家谱,
these nine chapters of genealogies,
它所记录的这个重点是摆在从亚当到挪亚,
the focus is on from Adam to Noah,
从挪亚到亚伯拉罕,
from Noah to Abraham,
从亚伯拉罕到大卫,
from Abraham to David.
然后撇开了这一条线,
aside from this line,
你就看到从亚伯拉罕到利未,
then you will see it is from Abraham to Levi.
然后在利未的里头, 就突出了亚伦,
and in the family of Levi, you can see that Aaron is outstanding.
和他的后代,
and the descendants of Aaron.
那其他12个支派, 你说他们不数算了?
Then you say, what about the other tribes? Are they not counted?
也不是说不数算轻轻轻轻微的带一下，但是也没有完全的带出来。
No, it's not that they're not counted. They are somewhat mentioned, but very quickly and not in full.
那因此弟兄姊妹你很清楚要看到。So
brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see.
这一个家谱，它带着一个很明显的表达在这里。
Therefore, in these genealogies, you see a very evident expression.
表达什么呢?
What does it express to us?
表达神所纪念的人和事。
It expressed to us those who are remembered by God and the things that are remembered by God.
不是单单记载人事, it is, 是记载人和事。
It is not just a reporting of people and events, but it's a remembrance of the people and the events.
那么在这里头所记录的人也好,事也好,
whether are the people or the events that are recorded, remember here,
都是神所纪念的,
it is all remembered by God.
但是神所纪念的呢?
But in those things remembered by God,
有蒙福的纪念,
there are those that are blessed, a remembrance of blessing.
有不蒙福的纪念,
and there is also a remembrance that is not blessed by God.
但是不管他是蒙福还是不蒙福,
whether they are blessed by God or not,
都是神在那里, 把它记录下来,
they are remembered, they are counted by God.
那因此我们就注意到那个特点了,
therefore we can take note of that point.
那现在马上我们就碰到问题来了,
immediately we'll come into that issue.
我们都晓得,
we all know,
挪亚三个儿子,
the three sons of Noah,
闪是长子,
Shem, he is the eldest,
亚弗是次子,
Jahath, he is the second oldest.
韩是小儿子,
and Ham is the youngest.
我们读出创世纪的时候就有这个印象。
when we read the book of Genesis, we have this impression.
那在这里当提到他们生来的次序的时候，
here, when it records of their recording in their order,
according
to their birth,
那你就留意成从第一节到第四节都是按照那个生来的次序。
You can see it is according to the order of birth here in verse 1 through 4.
好了。
Now,
从第五节开始。
Starting from verse 5.
我们就看到一个问题来了。
We'll see this issue then.
那里头就有一点数算。
There's some remembrance, there's some counting.
这个数算不从闪开始。
This numbering does not begin with Shem.
按照他是长子。那么接下去数算开始他。
According to the fact he is the eldest, so when it continues on, he should be the first one.
但是你看见数算头一个不是他。
But you can see the first one counted is not him.
那长子跑到哪去了？
Where is the eldest son then?
跑到了三个儿子给数算的最末后的那个。
He is actually the last of the three sons that are counted here.
比如说你说为什么神这样数算？
Brothers and sisters, you might question, why does God number in this way?
他的数算是从亚父到韩。
It goes from Jahaf to Ham.
从韩才到闪。
And then from Ham to Shem.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要留意到,
we must take note.
在特别在旧约的圣经的家谱里头或者神数算的人口的时候。
Especially in the Old Covenant when the Lord gives the numbering or the recording of the genealogies.
我们看到神的数算常常是用着这两个次序。
We very generally see that God uses these two orders when he uses the numbering.
一个是生来的次序。
One is by the order of the birth.
一个是按照神的纪念的次序。
Another order is by the order of remembrance by God.
那显然当然这两个次序就有不一样的地方。
Very apparently these two orders are very different.
比方你记得当神告诉以色列在旷野里头建造会幕的时候。
For example, brothers and sisters, remember in the wilderness when God told the Israelites to build a tabernacle.
那要为亚伦做这个外袍。
It is for Aaron to make the garments for him.
那外袍里头有一个部分叫做以弗德。
Now in the garment, there is a part of it called the ephod.
肩头上也有一个树叫做什么叫做反正两块牌我忘了它叫什么。
On the shoulder of the garment as well, I forgot the term that is used for it, but it is the girdle there.
那胸牌里头有十二个要有十二块宝石。
And also on the breastplate, then there must be 12 precious stones.
每一个宝石要刻一个以色列儿子的名字。
And on each of the precious stones must be engraved the name of each tribe.
那里神就告诉摩西说，要按照他们生来的次序刻上去。
There, God tells Moses, you must inscribe the name according to their birth.
在两边的一下记不起它叫什么，叫我们就说它是一个肩章吧。
We just say on the girdle on the shoulders then.
肩带是肩带，带上有个牌子，那个，不管它在丢什么，你晓得那个东西就是了。
两条肩带做纪念石。
那个纪念石，那上头。也是刻着以色列一边六个名字那边儿子的一边六个另外一边也六个。
There is also on the girdle for the shoulder precious stones inscribed with the names of the tribes of Israel, 6 names on each shoulder.
这是很明显的指出生来的次序。
This very clearly gives us the birth order.
但是你看到在创世纪也好在出埃及记也好在他们的数算神给他们的数算的里边呢常常不按照生来的次序。
But in Genesis or Exodus, many times when you see the remembrance of God, it is not by their birth order.
数算的时候不是把有些时候是把流便放在前开始但是有些时候根本就忽略了他。
Sometimes you can see it puts Reuben first because of his birth order, but many times it just leaves him out altogether.
我们也常常看见约瑟给数算是跑到前头来。
Also, many times when we see the remembrance of Joseph, he goes to the very front.
那为什么是这样呢?
Now, why is that the case?
神让我们看到,
God shows us
他数算人,
he remembers man
常常是按照他所纪念的重点
Many a times, it is based on his focus on the remembrance of man, and it is recorded in that order. What he puts at the very end, then, is most important. Man always tries to strive to be the very first that is listed.
神让人看见他的纪念是在幕后。
God shows us in His recording, in His remembrance is at the end.
为什么是这样呢?
Now why is that?
如果用新约的话来去说明它,
if we use the words in the New Covenant,
我们可以看到这个。
We'll see this principle then, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
或者是看到,你们若要为大,就要做小的。
Or we can see the fact that if you want to be the greatest, then you must be the least.
如果你要为首,就要做众人的仆人。
If you want to be the first, then you have to be the servant of all.
大概是核心里面, 主所说到他心里头上人的带领。
Perhaps you can use those words in the New Covenant to speak of the guidance that the Lord has for the people.
但是你看回旧约的这些家谱的记载的时候呢,
But when you see the recording of these genealogies in
the
Covenant, you can see then the difference.
他这样数算,
this is how it's recorded
here。诺亚的儿子是亚父、含。
This is the recording of the sons of Noah, Japheth, Ham, and Shem.
再往上数呢?
And then if you go on,
那就是闪的后裔一直下去了。
You can see then the recording continues on only with the descendants of Shem.
亚佛跟含就撇在一边,没有再继续了。
The recording of the descendants of Japheth and Ham are put aside and no longer counted.
然后你就看到 闪的后裔一直往上,往前去的时候,
and then you can continue on with the descendants of Shem all the way on.
你一直看见一件事情,
you continue to see one thing.
是让神来纪念的, 或者神特别在那里显明他的作为的,
then it shows us what God is recounting and remembering and very evidently recording there.
然后你就看到,
then you can see,
从挪亚开始算,算到亚伯拉罕,就停在那里了。
From Noah to Abraham again, there is a pause there.
然后再接上去的时候呢?
And then when it is continued on,
那就从以撒开始了。
It begins with Isaac.
但是这里也很奇怪。
Very strangely here,
这里没有数算以色玛利。
Here it does not count Israel.
这里也没有数算。 基土拉所生的其他,
here it also does not give us the descendants from Keturah.
亚伯拉罕就是生以撒,
it says Abraham begot Isaac.
弟兄说你很清楚看到,
brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see
that 这个是神纪念的那个数算,
this is the remembrance of God's numbering.
他是按照他所纪念的, 看到前头有一个人,
according to his remembrance, he sees this person ahead.
他的纪念是一直要带到带出那一个人。
His remembrance will continue on until that person is reached.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好了,我们稍微提了一下这些家谱的那个记载的那个光景。
Now we have somewhat mentioned about the condition of the remembrance of these genealogies.
我们还要从另外一方面来看这个家谱里头的一些特点。
We also have to look at other points of the characteristic of these genealogies.
有什么特点呢?
What special characteristics are there?
就跟神所纪念的历史里头所发生的事情有关联系了。
Then we're able to see these special characteristics has to do with some of the events that take place. Because when it mentions certain individuals here,
神也把那个人有关的事又点了一下,
God also somewhat mentioned some of the things that happened to that person.
但是是有好事有坏事,
some of those recordings may be good or may be bad.
但是不管好坏,
whether good or bad,
那一些事情在神整个做工的过程的里头,
those things in the process of God's work, there is an influence there.
是当神书店到那里的时候，神就记一笔。
So when God records a certain event to that certain point, He gives more mention.
那我们最特别的，弟兄姊妹，你来留意这个。
What is outstanding, brothers and sisters, you can take note of this.
现在从数算，挪亚的儿子们这。
For example, in the recording of the sons of Noah,
他从亚父那里先数,
it goes begins with Japheth,
就数到一个人叫做亚完, 他的儿子们也点出来了就停了,
and then it records to a son of Japheth, Japhin, and it ends there.
那这个我们如果要回到
Now, if we go back to Genesis 11 to look at Japheth and his sons there,
我们留意到这样的一个记录，乃是指出人，就是挪亚的后代了。说清楚，这个是这那那的后代的人，他们在全地上是怎么分布的。
It will then give us a recording there in Genesis 11, that's the descendants, that's people, the descendants of Noah, how they are scattered throughout the earth.
那所以他们就提了大体上那个人种人的民族的那个分布的起头是这个样。
Therefore, in Genesis 11 there, it gives us a recording how man scatters through different nations throughout the earth.
然后就数点韩的儿子了。
And then it records for us the sons of Ham.
那弟兄说你看呢，在韩的儿子里边，又一大堆人出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, you also see many sons of Ham there.
除了说明他们那个分布的那个地域以外,
besides giving us a recording of where they're scattered throughout the earth,
他们那个宗族的源头以外,
or the head of their tribe there.
你看当里提到两个人,
you can see there are mentioned two people there.
一个叫做宁禄,
one is Nimrod,
一个叫做菲利士,
and one is Philistine.
那这提到这两个人,
here it mentions these two people.
当然也提到迦南,
of course it also mentions Canaan.
那这些都和神那个救赎的工作的那个历史,
now, these individuals are related to, connected to the redemption work of God.
弟兄姊妹晓得提到腓力士人，那就是很明显的是阻挡神的旨意的执行的。
For example, brothers and sisters, when it mentions about the Philistines, very evidently they are those who oppose the execution of God's plan.
提到迦南的时候，你晓得这个人是首先霸占神要给
When it mentions about Canaan, he was first who occupied the land that God wants to give to Israel.
所以在这里就提到迦南那是儿子们，那就如果我们还记得出埃及记的话，弟兄姊妹，你晓得神说你们要除掉迦南七族的人。
Therefore, you can see that it mentions the sons of Canaan, and in Exodus, when God tells the Israelites to destroy the seven tribes of Canaan, this is where their origin is. The origin of this is from the sons of Ham. And the event of Ham was that he brought a curse upon himself when his father Noah was drunk.
那所以我们从这些家谱里头看到一些历史的痕迹。
Therefore, from these genealogies, we're able to see some traces, some hints of the events.
但是在韩的后代里边特别点出来的那一个呢，是宁禄。
But the outstanding person in the genealogy of Ham is Nimrod.
那这个宁禄啊，在 在这里给他多写了一句话, 他说他世上英雄之首。
Here it records Nimrod and it adds on these words for him. He began to be mighty upon the earth.
我们都知道宁禄他是建设亚述巴比伦的那个时候那一个领袖。
And we know about Nimrod, he is the leader of Assyria and Babylon during that time.
有些人以为他就是带头建造巴别城和起巴别塔的那个首领，这个我们不知道是或者不是，圣经没有明说。
Some may say that Nimrod was also the one who initiated to build the city of Babel and the Tower of Babel. That's not clearly recorded in the scripture, so we dare not say that is correct.
但是说到建造尼尼微呢，就很清楚说了，是他。
But it is very clearly recorded for us, he is the one who built the city of Nineveh.
所以我们看到这里特别提到有一个人，这一个人就是抵挡神的。
Therefore, it clearly shows us there's an individual here, and this person clearly opposes God.
所以从韩的后代的里面，我们看到迦南和他的子孙受咒诅，起因是因着他们看到。
Therefore, we're able to see the curse of Canaan and his descendants originated from the fact because they saw that Noah was drunk.
那是近因.
That is the recent reason for that.
远的原因呢, 乃是在神的鉴察里头已经看到他们以后是怎样的阻挡神的手做工。
But overall, in the examination of the might of God, God already foresaw and foreknew how they would oppose how God would work. Because especially when it mentions about the fact of Nimrod here, is mentioned in the genealogy. Also makes his special point outstanding. Then it will let us pay attention to one thing. Of course, here, the descendants that are recorded is the descendants of Seth. It is the descendants of Adam that are remembered by God. But the descendants of Adam is not only from Seth. It should also have the descendants of Cain. But the descendants of Cain was not even included here. But brothers and sisters, you see one thing. Even though the descendants of Cain was not remembered, but the influences brought about by Cain and his descendants continue to hiddenly gradually spread amongst the descendants of Seth. The descendants of Cain and the influences from his descendants, especially upon culture, in fact, continues to remain amongst men.
所以就在韩的后代里边产生了一个
Therefore, in the descendants of Ham, therefore, this person that's outstanding in that line of Nimrod is recorded.
你是不是因为该隐虽然不在，但是他有那么厉害的影响吗？
You might say perhaps that even Cain is not there anymore. Does he have such a great influence?
哦，弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不是该隐的所做的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not what Cain has done that is so great. This still has to do with the fact of the fall of Adam and the coming forth, the standing out of the soul and the death of the spirit, and that is the result of it.
然后我们就看到他数算到闪的后代的时候。
And then we can see the recording of the sons of Shem.
我们看到闪的后代, 也数算了好多代。
We can see that it, there are many generations of Shem that is recorded here.
这些我们都比较熟悉。
These are people who are more familiar with.
因为这个在创世纪里边也都提到他们。
Because it's in the book of Genesis that these people are recorded.
那为什么会提到他们呢？
Now why are they recorded?
特别是其中有，当然那是因为闪的后代要带出亚伯拉罕。
Of course, on the one hand, is the fact that the descendants of Shem will bring forth Abraham.
但是在这里也特别提到一个人物。
But here it also makes this person outstanding.
这个人物叫做法勒。
This person that is mentioned here is Pelech.
那是十九节。
That is verse 19.
闪的儿子是以兰十七节。亚述、亚发撒、路德、亚兰、乌斯。户勒、基铁、米色。
Verse 17, the sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshed.
亚法撒生沙拉，沙拉生希伯，希伯生的两个儿子，一个名叫法勒。
And Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons, the name of one was Pelech.
为什么叫做法勒呢？
Now, why is his name Pelech?
因为那时人就分地居住。
Because in his days, the earth was divided.
那弟兄姊妹你就记得了。
Now, brothers and sisters, then you remember.
这个就盖造巴别塔的那个后果了。
This is the result of building the Tower of Babel.
神下来变乱他们口音。
God came down to give them different tongues.
让他们没有办法相通了。
So they cannot communicate with one another.
结果他们就分地而居了。
Therefore they divided and scattered throughout.
原来他们要聚在一起，不肯分散。
They were to gather together, not wanting to spread.
神说你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
God says that you must be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth.
但是他们说我们不要遍满全地。
But they say, I do not want to fill the earth.
我们要聚在一起。
We want to gather together.
那结果他们就盖了巴别塔。
Therefore, they built the Tower of Babel.
神就上来变乱他们的口音，他们就分散。
God came and gave them different tongues, so they scattered.
所以那时候希伯刚好生了一个儿子，就记录上来这个事。
Here, Eber gave a birth to the son, and that was what it was recorded.
很久很久以前。
Very, very long time ago.
我在那个Reader's Digest 的那他们的那个地所出版的那个地图上面看到有一个图。
In one of their articles, there was a map. I saw one of this map that they had.
他们在那有一个理论是这样说。
There they had this theory that said,
在最起初最起初的时候，整个陆地是一块。
This theory was that at the very, very beginning, that all the land was actually one piece.
也许是洪水以后，或者洪水以后什么事情，那块地就分裂，就散到全整个的地球。
Perhaps, during the flood or after the flood, a certain days after the flood, the earth divided, and that's how it spread throughout the entire globe.
我们不知道那些事情怎么发生。
We don't know how that happened.
不过他们就把现在地球的每一个大块小块这样往当中聚拢起来的时候。
But in all the continents, all the land, whether great or small of the globe, they put them together, when they gather together.
刚好就好像你拼那个 puzzle 的一样。就是合成一个整块。
It actually does look like a piece of puzzle when you put all the pieces together. It is one whole picture.
这个是我在好多年前已经在 Reader's Digest 的地图上面看到了。
Now, this is something I saw very many years ago in one of the Reader's Digest articles.
上礼拜我在西雅图呢。
Last week when I was in Seattle.
聚会完了，我在那边有一天闲下来的。
After the meetings were over, there was one day I had an off day.
弟兄们就把我带到那个 St. Helens 的那个火山那边。
Brethren took me to St. Helena, the volcano there.
就看那个火山的那种光景。
They showed me the situation there in the volcano.
因为这个火山是前年还是去年？
Because this volcano
要爆发过一次嘛。
Just last year or a couple years ago was active again in during that time.
所以在那个地方呢，也有好些的那些科学关乎这个地的这个地球的当然其中以那个火山的为主要的展览。
Therefore, there was also like a museum exhibits of the geology there of the land of the earth, but mainly focused on the volcano there.
有一个模型呢，就是说的这个地壳的问题。
There was a model there. It really gives us the fact of how the land is.
他们就是又是把那个这些分散在现在全地球的那个，他们往当就是往往一个地点集中起来，那就是一块。
It was the same model. That's when they put all the continents together as one whole piece. They all fit together.
我不知道那个是不是当时人分地而居，一面是因为语言不通，另一方面是因为地壳的变动。
I don't know if how they divided during those days. On the one hand, their tongues were different. On the other hand, perhaps there was the land was divided.
你站在这块地上面，它一分离出来，漂流到别的地方，你就去了那里了。
If you're standing on this certain location and the land divided, so you went and you flow to another area.
不知道是不是这个原因。
I don't know if that would be a reason.
但是我们不管那过去的事是怎样，根本我们也无从确定。
But regardless, we don't know, and we have no way to confirm what had happened.
但是有一件事情圣经给我们确定。
But there's one thing that confirms to us in the
scripture. 就是伐勒的那个日子，人就分地居住。
That was in the days of Peleg, the earth was divided.
人就不能再聚在一起。
Man cannot gather together anymore.
人就分散到全地。
Man was scattered throughout the earth.
那这个事情是神做的。
This fact, this is done by God.
所以在这个神的日记的里头就记上了。
Therefore, in this journal of God, it is recorded there.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
有很多过去的事情，现在人是无从在那里找出他的蛛丝马迹的。
There are many, many things now that we cannot find any traces or hints to of what happened in the past.
但是一些很要紧的事情呢，神确实给我们记录了下来。
But there are some events that are very important. God records it for us.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
然后这个数算这个闪的后代。
And now as this is it records for us, the sons of Shem.
那么就是数到那个数到这个第二十一节的时候
，and then in verse 11
就没有继续往前数了
，it doesn't go on anymore，
然后就从头再数
，it goes back and recounts，
又是从闪开始了
，it begins with
又是
闪 again，
你就看到那个问题来了
，then brothers and sisters you see that issue，
如果说闪的后代。
If it says it's the descendants of Shem,
到了约旦的儿子们以后，那继续有他的孙子或者是曾孙子继续下来的。
After they record for us the sons of Joktan, then it will continue on to his sons, his grandsons, etc.
但神不算。
But God stops.
那一代就停在这里。
That generation stops there.
为什么是停在这里呢？
Now why does it stop there?
一个非常明显的理由，当然这个理由圣经没有说的，我们可以推测出来的。
Of course, this is a very evident point. It's not recorded in the scriptures. We can guess at it.
因为你按照那个代数，或是可以给我们看到。
If we look at the number of generations there, we can see.
约旦的儿子出来的时候，也就是亚伯拉罕出来的时候。
When the sons of Joktan was present, that is also during the days of Abraham.
所以那神数算闪的后代到那里就告一个段落。
Therefore, when it records the sons of Shem, it gives a pause there.
然后从头再来数算。
And then it goes back and records for us again.
那这个从头再来数算呢？
When it goes back and recounts for us,
这个意义就很明显了。
The meaning is very evident.
因为这个数算数到亚伯拉罕又停了。
Because this recount, this numbering stops with Abram and it stops again.
你就看到 24节。
You can see verse 24.
那闪生亚法撒，亚法撒生撒拉，撒拉生希伯，希伯生法勒，法勒生拉吾，拉吾生希路，希路生拿赫，能赫拿赫生塔拉，塔拉生亚伯兰，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕。
Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Seru, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神的数算，数算到一个段落，从头再来的时候呢，又到一个终点。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see the numbering of God. After it goes to a certain point, it stops, it pauses, it goes back, and there is another destination.
到了那个终点的时候呢
？And when that destination is reached,
神的数点又从头开始。
God's numbering begins all over again.
那个从头开始呢，就是从那个终点做开始。
That beginning of that numbering begins with the previous destination.
我们感谢什么主啊
？We thank the Lord.
你来留意到。
You can take note.
他说亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕。
Abram, the same as Abraham.
那是说到神的工作的显明点。
It speaks of the fact, a very evident point in the work of God.
为什么停在亚伯拉罕呢？
Why does it stop with Abraham?
因为在这里神显出他工作的那个显明的点。
Because here at this point, God reveals to us, manifests to us a very evident point in His working.
那在过去，神用作以诺向人说话。
In the past, God speaks to man through Enoch.
神也用作挪亚来向人说话。
God spoke to man through Noah.
但是人。不管是洪水前还是洪水后
But man, regardless of before the flood or after the flood,
人在神的面前就没有调转他们的脚步
Man, before the presence of God, did not shift, did not turn their footsteps.
那所以到了亚伯拉罕的时候
Therefore, during the days of Abraham,
特别的呼召亚伯拉罕
God especially called out Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕的呼召
The calling of God to Abraham,
也就是神的工作显明的那个点
It's also the evident point of God's work.
因为在神所呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
Because when God called Abraham,
非常明确的在那里说
One point that is very, very evident,
我要叫你成为大国
I will make you a great nation.
万国都要因你蒙福
And all the nations will be blessed because of you.
你的后裔也要叫万国得福
And your seed will cause all nations to be blessed.
就说这是神那个工作在人中间显明的那一个点。
That is the evident point in the working of God during that point.
过去神所做的都是在那里用话来向人来表明。
In the past, God has manifested himself, expressed himself through words, through individuals.
但是到了亚伯拉罕的时候，神就用行动来做表明。
But in the days of Abraham, God uses his action to express himself.
神不单在那里说话。
Not only does God speak there,
神也在那里有行动。
God is also in action there.
亚伯拉罕就是神的工作的行动的起点。
Abraham is the starting point of the action of God.
好了。
Now,
那从亚伯拉罕又重新来数算了。
Beginning with Abraham, there is another numbering.
亚伯拉罕数算的时候
，When Abraham is numbered,
轻轻的点出
，It lightly
与亚伯拉罕有关的那些后代。
It lightly points out all the descendants that have anything to do with Abraham.
先是以实玛利
，First is Ishmael
和他的儿子
，and his son，
然后是。他的妻基土拉所生的儿子
And then the sons of his concubine Keturah
好了
That's it
他们这方面的数算到此为止了
In that those individuals that is all their numbering
神说
God said
亚伯拉罕是有这些儿子
Abraham had these sons
我是因为亚伯拉罕的缘故而数点他们
For the sake of Abraham, I counted them.
但不是因为他们配给数点
But it is not because they were worthy to be counted, to be remembered.
是因为亚伯拉罕的缘故我数点他们
But it's for the sake of Abraham, I counted them.
但是只是第一代
But that's only the first generation.
到了第二代呢
The next generation,
你就看到这些又给 撇开了。
You can see then they are all left aside.
那到了第二代的时候
，in the second generation，
那是34节了。
That's verse 34.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒的儿子是以扫和以色列。
And Abraham begot Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
啊，到了这个时候
，at this point，
我们不但是看见神做工的起点。
We can see a beginning point of God's work.
我们也看见神选召的执行。
We can also see the execution of God's calling.
亚伯拉罕有好多儿子。
There are many sons of Abraham.
但是给选上的只是以撒。
But there is only one. Isaac got chosen.
有两个儿子。
Isaac had two sons.
但是给选上的只是以色列。
But it is only Israel who was chosen.
我们不说他们的历史了。
We won't go into the history of those individuals because brothers and sisters ought to know very well.
如果你要数算他们的历史
，if you want to count the history,
你看不是因为他们配给神数算。
You can see it's not because they're worthy to be counted, remembered by God, to be called chosen by God.
完全是神的怜悯，神的恩典。
It is all by the mercy and grace of God that this was done.
当然也在神的鉴察的里头。看到他们在他们的心的深处对神有一点的拣选。
Likewise, it is under the examination of God in the depth of their heart, they have some inclination toward God.
那结果呢？
As、
你往上看又看到。
When you read on, you see.
以扫的后代也给数算。
The descendants of Esau was numbered.
但是你很清楚看见。
But very clearly you can see.
以扫的后代就是数上那几代。
The descendants of Esau was only counted only those their generation. To be very strict, only one generation.
但是当然，底下还是提他们的一些。
Of course, in the passages below, it still mentions some history, some events of that descendant.
没有像以实玛利，真的是一代停下来就停下来。
It is unlike Ishmael when it's one generation and it stops right there.
但是以扫的后代。比较多一点的 记载下来。
Even though there is some more recording of the events of the descendants of Esau,
什么原因呢？
What is the reason for that?
一个原因就说到以扫的后代有的是什么人。
One reason for that is it gives us some understanding, some knowledge of who the descendants of Esau are.
那圣经里边提到有一些人物啊。他们是以扫的后代。
There are some people that are mentioned in the Bible that are descendants of Esau.
比较很突出的约伯记里头那批人是以扫的后代。
For example, those people mentioned in the book of Job, they are the descendants of Esau.
约伯他几个朋友那是和那个少年人全是以扫的后代。
Job and his friends and all those the young man that was mentioned, that is the descendants of Esau.
但是神在这里特别在他后代里头点了一个人的名字。
Here, especially in the descendants of Esau, this person is mentioned.
那是谁呢？
Who is that?
亚玛利。
That is Amalek.
36节的末了的那一个。
That is the last person in verse 36.
那指出了亚玛利的来历是从哪里来。
It gives us the origin of Amalek.
那么然后呢
？And then，
就说到以扫的子孙的光景。
And then it tells us the condition of the sons of Esau。
没有再数点了，只是说出他们的光景。
There's no more recording. It only tells us of their condition。
头一件事情是什么呢
？What is the first matter mentioned？
头一件事情就说到以扫的后代，他们是围绕着以色列来。居住的。
The first mentioning about them in their condition is that they lived, they dwelt around Israel.
当然在地中海那边他们没有了，但是在地中海以外的那些以色列人的边界上面，都是这些以东人。
Of course, it's not on the side of the Mediterranean, but all the other borders, boundaries of Israel, that is where the Edomites dwelt.
那在这里就说到一件事情。
Here, that point, it tells us,
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, take note,
43节,
verse 43,
以色列人没有君王此礼之先, 在以东地做王的记在下面。
Now, these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel.
那这些都是以扫的 儿孙。
Now these are all sons, descendants of Esau.
但重点在哪里呢？
Where is the main point?
重点说在以色列没有王以前，他们已经有王了。
It's focused on the point there were kings before any king reigned over the children of Israel.
啊，这里有两方面我们要注意。
There are two aspects of this we take note of.
头一件事情。
The first thing is.
为什么记载记录这点？
Why is it that God records this particular point?
啊，神是在那里很明确的指出一件事。
Very clearly, God points out one thing for us.
从以色列人出埃及以后。
When the Israelites departed away from Egypt.
甚至是以色列进埃及以前
，even before Israel entered into Egypt，
只要有以色列十二个支派存留的事实
，as long as there is the existence of the 12 tribes of Israel，
那在他们中间，神是他们的王。
In their midst, God is their king.
那当然这个事情是要到出埃及的时候才显明。
Of course, this is more evident after they left Egypt.
但是神在这一个地方记下这一件事情。
But at this verse here, when God records this,
乃是说出这里以色列的君王没有出现以前
is to tell us before the king of Israel appears
在以色列的周围都已经有许多的王出来
all the places around Israel there already exist appeared many kings
这里只是单单记载以扫的子孙
here it only records for us the sons of Esau
但是他们下埃及的时候埃及的法老也就是王
But even when they went down to Egypt, the Pharaoh of Egypt there is a king.
在围绕着以色列的周围的摩亚了、亚门了，那么这些都是以王。
All the nations around Israel, Ammon, Moab, they are all under a king.
西顿了、推罗了，我们读到读罗德被抓走的那一件事，你就晓得整个中东的地区就是围绕着。层层的围绕以色列的都已经是一个王两个王三个王在那
Even Tyre, Sidon, even in the recording of when Lot was taken captive all the Middle East region there all of them, all the levels all the different regions were all ruled by kings, many kings
但是以色列没有王
But there was no king in Israel
他们就是在没有眼见的王的光景底下
That is, they live under a condition there was no visible king.
但是说到以东的诸王的时候呢
But when it mentions about the fact of the kings of Edom, brothers and sisters, you take note of one thing.
在很早很早
Even many, long, long ago.
那是王的传，那个王位的传递啊，在人的知识的范围里，你是看到那是一个家族的问题。
The passing on of the kingship, how it's passed on, and man's knowledge and man's understanding, it has to do with the family.
如果我做王，那我的儿子定规是要做王。
If I am a king, then for sure my son will be the king.
如果我儿子做王，我的孙子也毕了以后也接上去来做王。
If my son is the king, then surely my grandson will be the king.
啊，这个是一个家族的问题。
It has to do with a family.
但是你看以东在这里的诸王
But when you see all the kings here in Edom
很特别的
It's very unique
这是当时普遍的情形还是以东的一个特殊的情形我不敢说
Now I dare not say is this the general situation or only isolated for Edom
你看到他们这一个王死了另外的一个家族的人来接上他做王。
You can see the fact that this king died and another person from another family became king.
这一个王死掉了那另外一个家族的人又来接上他做王。
And when this person died, then another person from another family became king.
这里有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities
here. 一个可能就是说
One is
因为以扫他有十一个族
Because Esau had 11 tribes, 11 families.
那他们是轮流做王。
So they take turns being the king.
这个是一个可能。
That's one possibility.
但是按照情况来说。
But according to the situation.
那个时候大概不会有那么利益军战的那种光景吧。
Perhaps then it will not be so democratic or so they would not be in that situation.
如果不是这种光景呢？
Now, if it's not that condition,
那另外一个可能就很可怕了。
Another possibility, then it is very frightful.
就是谁有暴力，谁就谁有霸权，谁就可以接上去做王。
That possibility, then who had the authority, who had the power, then they can become king.
但是不管是怎么样，
of course, regardless of the situation,
在那里突出一个事实，
what is outstanding there,
出头了，
that is man stands forth.
这就和说到以色列没有王以前，他就有这么一些。很显然，你看到神记录下这一段话是一个比较。
Therefore, you can see a great contrast there when God records these words for us that there are all these kings before there was any king in Israel.
那说明了神选召一些人出来。
It tells us the fact God has called out some individuals, so they will know God.
让他们接受神。
That they will accept God.
让他们承认神的权柄
so that they will acknowledge God's authority.
那神在他们中间做王
God will be their king in their midst.
然后显明神的国度
It will manifest the kingdom of God in that way.
以色列人出埃及的十九章的里边，我们看得很清楚。
We can see that very clearly in Exodus chapter 19.
但很可惜
But sadly,
以色列没有跟上
Israel did not follow on.
在这一件事上，他们学了外邦人
Upon this.Point this matter, they learned from the Gentiles. They want man to be king.
把神的权柄撵出去。
They have cast out the authority of God.
那因此才引出。
Therefore, it will lead to.
到十章的时候，我们看到了。
We can see then the history starting from verse 10, chapter 10. If you want a king,
那我就给你们一个王。
I will give you a king.
但是这个王
but this king
是根据我
is according to me.
是显明我
is to manifest me
我要借着他来表达
through him I will manifest myself
继续在我那个在地上所要做的所要做成的工
to continue on the work I want to be completed on earth
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
这是历代志
this is Chronicles
在第一章的时候就借着这样的一个家谱的记录
In chapter 1, through the recording of this genealogy,
把神的日记的重点给我们留了下来。
It records for us the important points in the daily journal of God.
我们承认我们很难从这些日记的里头看得更透更深。
We confess it is very difficult for us to go even more deeper and more thoroughly in these genealogies.
但是刚才我们所交通的那个部分
but,
倒是很明显的神要我们看到
But the portions which we just shared are very evident things which God desires from us to see.
不然的话记载这些家谱一点意思都没有
Otherwise, it would be quite meaningless to record these genealogies.
感谢神
Thank God.
他不做没有意义的事
God does not do anything that is meaningless.
他做的事情有他的心意在
When he does anything, he has his desire there.
他要借着圣灵的启示，让我们明白他在过去的日子，他怎么在历史当中来做工。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, God desires for us to see how he has worked in the past.
接下去我们还是看到这些家谱。
When we continue on, we'll see many genealogies.
从这家谱里边，我们是看到一些个东西。
From these genealogies, we do see certain things.
我们以后再看。
We'll go into them later.
不过不会看得太细。
We won't go into too much detail.
因为事实上我们也没可能看得很细。
Because the reality is we cannot go into too much detail.
因为我们领会的实在是非常有限。
Because our understanding is very limited.
那但愿主给我们能体会到他记录这些事情的心意就好了。
Yet, may we be able to see God's desire when he records these matters for us.
我们今天晚上我们就交通到这。
We'll end our sharing here tonight.